Better Than Words by Susan Denny, based on a true story. How could Martin help Joseph when they didn't speak the same language? I help you and you help me, and that's the way that it's supposed to be. Children's Songbook, page 263. Martin was born in the United States, but then his family moved to a country in Europe called the Czech Republic. The people there spoke Czech. Martin knew some of the Czech words his primary teacher used. He could say ahoy, which meant hi, but he mostly spoke English. Martin loved his school. He had an English teacher and a Czech teacher. There was a big playroom with fun wooden toys. One day, Martin was playing with puppets when a new boy came into the classroom. The English teacher said, "This is Joseph. It's his first day of school. He doesn't know much English yet." Joseph had a worried look on his face. Martin thought he must be scared on his first day of school. Maybe Joseph couldn't understand the English teacher. The teacher led Joseph to a table with wooden puzzles on it. Without meaning to, Joseph knocked over the whole stack of puzzles. Crash! The puzzle pieces flew everywhere. Joseph looked like he might cry. Martin wanted to tell Joseph not to feel bad. It was just an accident. But Martin didn't know how to tell him in Czech. He stopped playing with his puppets and walked over to the puzzle table. He smiled and started stacking one of the puzzles. He showed Joseph how to put it back together. Soon he and Joseph finished all the puzzles. They put them back on the table. For the first time that day, Joseph smiled. Martin felt very happy. He had made a new friend without saying a word. How to speak Czech? Hello. Ahoy. Thank you. Děkuji. Please. Prosím. Goodbye. Nashledano. End of the story, Better Than Words by Susan Denny. Read by Susie Venable.